Join Ed Morse as they continue celebrating their 75 years of excellence. And right now, during the Red Zone sales event, every pre-owned vehicle on the lot is on sale. That's right. Rush in today and save with their best pricing, payments, and incredibly low financing. Plus, you can rest assured knowing every pre-owned vehicle is backed by Morse with inspections, reconditioning, and all available warranties. 75 years later, the Ed Morse Auto Group is still saving their customers thousands on the vehicles they love. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse, because if it has their name on it, you have their word on it. And if you need to bring your car in for service, Ed Morse has a price match guarantee on all services, including tires too. Find a location nearest you and go to edmorse.com today.
Coming to you from the middle of Canes country, you're listening to the number one rated football podcast in the Dominican Republic.
Oh la.
These are the Orange Bowl Boys.
Brought to you by Ed Morse. Join the 1.75 million people that have been backed by Morse. With the Price Protection Promise, Ed Morse will match any competitor's price or refund you up to $7,500.
Here's Toast, Roman, and Scoop.
Well, I'll tell you what, everyone, welcome to a special OBB drop. We weren't planning on doing another drop until after the new year, but some things changed. We had lunch and we decided to turn things up a little bit. Scoop, Roe, we're also joined by a fourth person here. You may know him as Gio, C-I-S underscore Gio. And we have a bit of an announcement. Roe, why don't you go ahead and talk about this?
Well, I love the way things come full circle. And, you know, as a pod, we know that the Orange Bowl Boys, and you can go back to episodes years and years ago, we said we were not going to be the recruiting pod, right? We just weren't going to do, but you know, looking at this and looking at the Endeavor and having Mario Cristobal here and talking with Rudy and saying that you need to surround yourself with the best, I think we need to do a recruiting pod. And I think we have a guy. I think we have a guy.
I think I'm too busy for this. I can't. You asked, I say no. Oh, we have somebody else? We got the fucking man?
We got the man.
We got the walking database.
That's been a running joke for years.
Oh, my goodness. Big fan, and I'm a big fan of this. Why don't you tell OBB family, OBB Nation, what's up, Gio?
Nothing much, man. Honestly, very excited to join. Looking forward to everything that we're going to be doing. Just to give a little insight to people what this is going to be about. Just about anything you could think of when it comes to recruiting. Interviews with prospects, interviews with local coaches. This is not going to only be South Florida. This is going to be mainly Canes based. You know, sometimes the Canes, they recruit nationally. So, hey, we're going to interview nationally too.
Yeah, we're national fucking treasures. I'm not sure that everybody realizes this. This is what we've been telling you for a long time. And now Gio on board to do the recruiting like nobody else can do it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
He's got a Twitter account is up. Twitter account is running. He's going to run the show. He's probably going to bring somebody on with him from our understanding. And to be honest with you, we don't care. You can have four guys on the show if you want. We're only buying equipment for two people, though. So, you want to have three or more? That's on you. No, guy. Well, I couldn't be more stoked because, look, Twitter started. I got on Twitter, and Ro got on Twitter. I don't know. How long ago was this, Ro? 12 years ago? 13 years ago? However 10. Long ago it was. In an effort to get to have more access to recruiting. That's the only reason we got on this damn thing, is because we were recruitniks back in the day and we followed it heavily. And then we met this guy, Gio, and realized we haven't the slightest idea what we're talking about. We don't know anything compared to this guy. And now he can run it under the OBB name. Dude, I am stoked. Let's go.
And once again, thank you to our title sponsor, Ed Morse, who's also going to be a proud, proud sponsor for OBB Recruiting featuring Geo. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. So the podcast is going to be all set up. I'm not sure what our time frame is. I'm pretty sure we're going to be dropping something rather soon with Geo and whoever else. But you can follow it on Twitter. OBB Recruiting is the name of the podcast.
Recruiting OBB.
I'm just saying the actual name of the podcast. Yes. When you're searching for the podcast, we went out with a really cool name, OBB Recruiting.
Really,
spared no expense on that.
I see
coming
the featuring
the
Geo part like a neon, like the Miami neon colors.
There you go.
We got to make sure that happens.
Yeah. I like it.
And it's like the NCIS thing. You know what I'm saying? We're like NCIS, like, you know, Los Angeles or Miami, and Geo's going to be like NCIS, like Louisiana, like New Orleans. And then when he has a quarterback recruit, I know a guy. We can talk quarterbacks all day.
I'll
be like LL Cool J on the New York set. Yeah. Let's go.
I'll tell you what, Ro was on the point, on the money with it years ago. We were talking about TBD. This when he was coming out of high school. And I was telling Ro, I'm like, man, I don't know. You know, the competition he plays, it's a little sketchy. And he's like, Geo, this guy's got all the tools. He could make every single throw. And I'm like, you sure? And he's like, yes, I'm telling you, he can make every throw you could think of. He was right. Yeah. Let me tell you
something. Listen, he's a Connecticut boy. I don't know why you're taking shots at our competition up there. Good God, man. Damn.
And he's an OBB brand ambassador.
Yes,
who is
he is. Jesus,
back to
bro.
Us. His going rate went up a little bit, but it's okay. We can afford him.
Yeah, just a little more entailing on that along in that pod. Aside from the fact that, you know, I mentioned interviews and whatnot, you know, it's just little prospect talk aside from that. There's also the events coming up now that the high school season has come to basically a close now. Now you got 7-on-7s, you have the camps, so it's going to be a lot.
All the stuff that we don't want to talk about. This is awesome. All the stuff that we don't want to talk about. Oh, it's great.
And see, and Geo is talking about, you know, how we've been in constant communication. Geo and I go back away, and I'm very appreciative, Geo, because Geo is one of the guys that got me into writing, and it's kind of branched off from there, but you know, he kind of like gave me some superlatives. I'm gonna just show you, because I'm gonna put him on the spot here. But I'm gonna show you Geo's unique talent, right? Geo's unique talent, Travis Homer, Geo, right? Travis Homer, right?
Yeah.
You remember? Okay. He went up and he went to the Nike Combine. He went out to the show, right, in Oregon, right?
That one wasn't at the show. There was two regionals here in South Florida. He went to two regional combines. This was, mind you, 16-year-old kid at the time. This is like almost unheard of, a kid running a 40 like this. First one, he ran a 4.54. About 2-3 weeks later, they had another Spark combine locally. Goes out there, runs a 4.48. What 16-year-old kid you hear of running that number? When I saw it, I'm like, man. And you know,
do you
like,
remember?
And, they have
do you remember
all
his Spark
the
measurables score?
And everything, and I saw the age. I'm like, this kid's 16. He's not even supposed to be a senior.
do you remember his Spark score?
That was in the hundreds, actually. That was up in the hundreds, yes.
He's telling you his 40-year. This is Travis Homer. This guy has been in the league, and this is Geo's gift.
I remember that. I was amazed with that at the time.
Geo, so do you have Geo? Do you know what your plan is for bringing anyone else on board? When you know what you have a time frame? You know when folks can expect to maybe hear the first drop?
Well, I was telling Ro earlier today. I want to get this rolling, obviously, before signing day. That's the benchmark that it has to be. I want to try to roll out the first episode looking sometime between next week and the following week, somewhere around there. But I have a few people in mind to bring on board along with this project.
Are you going to be going to the camps? Are you going to be attending some of this stuff and then reporting back on the pod? Is that how you're going to be running this whole thing?
Between that and interviews as well.
All right. We got an OBB gas card, I think.
That's pretty cool.
we might scale back a little TBD money and give it to Gio.
All I know, this is even more exciting for me in an aspect that Gio is so heavy in Twitter and in the space and present and visible, and then took a break, deservedly so. Get your ass on out of here, do your thing. And so he's coming back into the fray. It's not as though he's been like present, and this is the coming out party. He's coming back with a vengeance. With a 4-5 at 16.
Here's what you don't know. Before he went to Central, when he got off the airplane, Mario went to Gio's place. Said, bro, you got to get back into the game. Yep, and here we go. Gio's back in the game.
Mario gave me all the juice. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'll be very honest. The last, with Manny Diaz, sucked the life out of me.
I had to do this shit every week.
I was still following it. I was still talking with some kids, but wasn't really reporting on it as much as I did before, and really getting that info out there, the nuggets I would get. But, now it's invigorating.
It's a whole new ball game, bro.
Isn't it great?
It's a whole new game now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be insane.
I mean, from some of the kids I've spoken to already, they have had a very great impression with Coach Cristobal just in general. I mean his reputation, it precedes itself, and the reason why I say that is, he was recruiting down here back since 2007 when he was the head coach at FIU. He was already recruiting down here making inroads.
And you don't lose those inroads.
No. Oh, no. I mean, unless
and
you're
you
Randy
just think
Cannon,
about it. What a smart move, and what a smart move to kind of distance yourself from Al Golden. Because then, when you turn around and you really think about it, you talk about the initial inroads, but then you get Mario to go ahead and work under the Saban tree. He was the recruiter of the year. Then he goes ahead and wins Pac-12 championships, has a career like pinnacle win against Ohio State, a very good Ohio State team, and then he gets to come back. So now it's like those inroads, but now they're like super highways, because he has made himself into such a recruiting entity. And Gio, I'm just in terms of recruiting, I just think it's so impressive, so impressive. You got a couple guys that if they actually signed on the dotted line, and we're going to find out January 8th in that recruiting day or when they play their All-American game. But if you get a guy like Coleman, you get a guy like Moss, get a guy like Stewart, Gio, Mario Cristobal, in that amount of time, just amassed a top 15 recruiting class with no staff in about 4 weeks. What's your take on that?
Personally, my take on it, you and me are in the same ballpark. We've always said this, that, that I don't agree with the Hurricanes fans that are like, oh, I want guys that only want to be Canes. Okay, yes, that sounds great in principle, but you need the blue chips. You need the blue chips. Miami, based on where they're at and recruiting-wise, yes, it's very obvious Miami has underperformed the last few years, especially under Manny Diaz, but happened partially under Mark Richt as well. The thing is, the blue chip ratio, it's very important in college football. You're over that 50% threshold, you're doing great. You should be competitive. Has that translated on the field? No. But, I mean, is it going to matter with the way that Mario recruits? I mean, this is something with him coming in here that it's going to be a breath of fresh air for Canes fans in general. It's just, he is relentless, relentless on the trail.
Gio, is this the, and I don't think they can ever, just with social media and the way the game has evolved, NIL money now. I don't think you could ever get back to the 80s where Schnellenberger and Jimmy literally built a wall and there you had the state of Miami, everything south of the I-4. But yeah, this is going to get us as close to that as we've been in the – I mean – it may not be a full wall, but it's going to be a pretty good barbed wire fence.
I would say with Mario, think of it as, because Butch Davis was a hell of a recruiter as well. Think of Mario more so as modern day Butch. Because even when Butch was here, yeah, he pulled in a lot of talent, but there was some guys who slipped out. You know, you had Antonio Bryan went over to Pitt. Some guys slipped out. Miami was still fine, you know. Butch recruited incredible talent. But the main thing is that will Miami ever be able to completely seal off a whole wall? That's almost impossible in the landscape today. There's just too many kids here for Miami to grab everyone. But if you get the majority of those top guys, you'll be fine. You should compete.
Hold on, Ro, before you go. Gio, are we going to get back in? Are we going to get to have visits with American Heritage kids again?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Not many people know this. When Mario Cristobal, when he went to go in home with Earl Little Sr. and Earl Little Jr., Earl Sr. respects Mario so much, he had told him, he said, look, you know, sending my boy to Bama. This is what it is. You know, I really respect you for coming out here and seeing us and everything. You know, Mario didn't take offense with it. Yeah, you know, it sucked that a legacy like that went away. But, you know, that's just part of the game when you had a coach like Manny Diaz. The Little family did not want to play for Diaz at all. And, you know, it comes a certain point when you are in that transition class as a head coach. I have to be honest right now. What Mario's doing is phenomenal. Like, that's almost unheard of in a transition class. But the main thing is, yes, you're going to miss out on some guys that if the status quo was different, they probably would have come here.
And that's, you know, we had said that. We're like, everyone's like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. You get rid of Manny and the class is going to be worse. I'm like, no. We said, not if you bring in the right guy.
That class was dead in the water.
Dead in the water
right now.
And you, I spoke to a gentleman today who is heavily tied into this program, who hopefully will be even more so heavily tied into this program in the very near future, who told me flat out, Mario has done more for this program in 10 days than Manny did in 3 years.
Yeah. I believe it from someone I spoke with that, he's very close with a lot of the kids on the team. Sent a lot of his kids this way. The thing is, one of the biggest things they first noticed when Mario came in was his energy. It was very different. When he walks in the room, not only does he command respect of people, I mean, you walk into a room, it's a 6'4 man, you know, he catches your attention. And, you know, most head coaches, they're not like that. Think of it like sales. Like any type of sales job, you come in, you try to make sales to potential customers. If you're coming in weak or with a weak handshake, too soft-spoken, no confidence, no bravado, people are not going to take you serious. They're going to say, what are you trying to sell me? That's the way I look at it with Mario.
Or you come in with a last name like Diaz and you don't speak Spanish in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh, what?
Oh God. Here we go.
You know, just to circle back on a point, you know, at one time there was 100 Division I prospects between Dade Broward, and this is going back a few years in Palm Beach. Realistic year, you only have 25 scholarship offers, even if you don't even have enough offers to offer the kids down here. But I think what has Canes fans excited, Gio, and in terms of recruiting, is the fact that, you know, the prima nocta recruits, the ones you had to automatically sign off, your Earl Littles, your Jerry Judys. Like, I think Mario gives us a chance now, where in the past, the last administrations, we never had the chance.
No chance.
No. I mean, one of the main things that helps. one of the main things that helps is also just the infrastructure in general. Now it's, you know, Mario's plan, I think it's very obvious and people see it. That recruiting department, you know, those guys like Cooney, Mike Rumpf, a lot of those guys that are involved in that department, Ed Pata, they want to expand on that department. And that's a very big thing when you look at some of the bigger programs like Alabama or even Oregon, where Mario was at. Their recruiting department, it's much bigger than what we've had.
Geo.
It really is.
Malik Rozier, we had a conversation with him, and he was a GA at Georgia, and he was obviously down here as well. He's like, the recruiting department up there at Georgia was another level. He's like, I had about six kids underneath me. He said, and I found it fascinating, when a kid gets offered within a six-state radius, they know about it. Like, once it's out, because they want to get onto that kid as soon as possible. So they literally have people waiting for offers, and once they go out, that's why Georgia, Miami could offer some kid in eighth grade. I promise you, Georgia knows about it. And to hear that Mario's doing that infrastructure revamp to our recruiting, it's definitely needed, because it's not on par with the big boys right now.
Oh, no. It's not. That was one of the biggest things, is that, you know, I mentioned it to some people that Mario would bring something that hasn't been around Miami for some time. And thing is, you know, a lot of people, even within the administration, some people in there kind of felt salty about it, the way he left when Golden was here. You know, Mario was not even here for 30 days and he took off.
Smart man.
You can't blame the guy. You know, he saw speaking in recruiting terms, great evaluator Mario is. he knew before everyone else did.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, listen, man, this is going to be awesome. Gio, again, thank you. Everyone, be on the lookout.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Everybody is. Follow the Twitter account. So now, you know, we'll know hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll get the first episode dropped. And boom, we'll be off to the races.
Yes, sir.
Gio, thank you, brother. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. You guys, too.
That's another episode in the books. The Orange Bowl Boys are brought to you by Ed Morse Automotive Group. Visit edmorse.com.